I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, October 2nd. This is Utah's new news. I'm Mary Richards. We've got some clouds in Salt Lake City and 52 degrees.
A vehicle fire on the 201. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The vaping industry.
An emergency order from the Utah Department of Health on vaping announced today. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
Utah is one of the states hit hardest by this recent wave of vape-related lung illness.
So that's one of the things that we're most concerned about is this hasn't been slowing down. We're getting about 10 new cases per week right now.
Ryan Bartlett with the State Health Department says that's why starting next Monday, all Utah tobacco and vape specialty shops are required to post a warning saying vaping unregulated THC products is hazardous to your health.
And then there's also another line under that that says unregulated THC has led to dozens of hospitalizations in Utah and also several deaths nationwide.
And those flavored e-cig products, the fruity baked good or breakfast cereal variety, no longer allowed in gas stations and grocery stores. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
THC products are not legally available anywhere in Utah, but Bartlett says spreading the word now might prevent young people from moving on to this seemingly dangerous substance after starting with the fruity flavored nicotine products. The new vaping rules being put in place by the State Health Department have prompted an emergency meeting by members of the vaping industry here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is just outside that meeting right now, and he joins us live from Midvale. Paul?
Well, Mary, the Utah Vapor Business Association called this meeting to react to these new rules to see how they would affect different shops in different ways. This is a closed-door meeting of stakeholders that are directly involved. Meanwhile, though, some customers say that the rule changes seem like overreach to them. One man, Bauer Bagley, says people who are illegally refilling THC cartridges are ruining the business for shop owners who had been following the rules.
Everyone's taking those THC cartridges and they're like not using them to where they should be, or everyone's trying to make a quick buck and filling them with anything they can.
Some shop owners say minors aren't allowed to in their stores without a guardian present in the first place, and they wouldn't sell anything to minors anyway, not even soda. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A new Utah-based nonprofit drug company is delivering their first shipments. It's a move designed to shake up and hopefully bring down the cost of prescription drugs. We get more on the story from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Riverton Hospital, an Intermountain Healthcare facility, has received its first vials of vancomycin, an essential antibiotic which is all too often in short supply. But both supply and cost concerns are starting to slowly fade away thanks to Civica Rx.
We were able to take the market price down by more than 50%, and that's terrific.
Dan Lewinquest is the board chair of Civica Rx. He says they have no shareholders and he'll never see a penny from this venture, but by partnering with 40 health systems and representing over 1,000 hospitals, the goal is to make vital drugs more affordable and readily available for those that need them. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
House impeachment inquiry.
Democratic leaders sent a stern warning to the Trump administration today as they move forward their impeachment inquiry into the president.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff warning the White House against stonewalling.
We want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the secretary, by the president, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress. We're not fooling around here, though. We don't want this to drag on months and months and months, which appears to be the administration's strategy.
This comes as House Democrats announce that they will be sending the White House subpoenas asking for documents related to Ukraine. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News on Capitol Hill.
Shortly after the Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff issued their warnings, President Trump fired back from the Oval Office.
They've been trying to impeach me from the day I got elected. I've been going through this for 3 years. They've been trying to impeach me from the day I got elected. And you know what? They failed. And this is the easiest one of all, because this one is based on one conversation.
President Trump also told reporters the Democrats never thought he would release the phone call transcript of his call to Ukraine's president, and he says the transcript shows he did nothing wrong. The former CEO of the Utah Jazz says he has decided not to run for governor. Greg Miller says he had many people encouraging him to run, but he feels he can do more to help people through his current work in the private sector with the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. Women and children can now serve as official witnesses to certain ordinances in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Deseret News opinion editor Boyd Matheson explains what this means.
And now any member can, even a younger member, could serve as a witness to a brother or a sister who's being baptized. So that's an exciting thing. And all of this really drives more and more to that individual connection to God, and that individual thing that we've talked about, how important that is to get a lot of these things out of the way so that there is that direct connection.
The policy change came from and during the leadership meetings before this weekend's general conference. Coming up on KSL, ATM fees are going through the roof. We'll tell you why and what you can do to avoid them. And a look at your noontime drive.
Right now, we do have fire crews on the scene of a vehicle fire. This is westbound SR-201. After Bangor Highway, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
House impeachment inquiry.
It's really a sad day for our country.
It's time to put the public before politics.
Republican Senate majority has so far indicated it has no interest in removing the president.
This story is breaking each day on KSL News Radio.
Food storage takes on an all-new meaning in the fall when there are so many wonderful things to harvest from our gardens. If you're into preserving food for your family and building your food storage, there is no easier way than with the HarvestRite freeze dryer. It makes food storage easy, and believe me, freeze-drying your own food is much less expensive than buying freeze-dried food in the store. You can quickly build up a one-year supply of food with your own garden goodies, as well as your family's favorite meals. Imagine that, food storage made with your own recipes. And if you are a hiker or you love spending time outdoors, you know how expensive it is to buy freeze-dried snacks at the store. With a HarvestRite freeze dryer, you can make your own favorite snacks, which are healthier and cheaper than the store-bought. Plus, you can enjoy homemade meals on the trail or camping. Oh, and did I mention that you are preserving all of the nutritional value of your favorites? Find out more by calling HarvestRite today at 800-378-5136 or learn more at HarvestRite.com. 800-378-5136. That's HarvestRite. 800-378-5136.
Have you seen our ad? Crazy contractor giving away free furnaces? One of our client's neighbors laughed at her for buying a new central air conditioning system when it's cold outside until he found out that she got a free furnace for getting it done now, right when she would need it the most. He stopped laughing and bought himself a new AC to get his free furnace too. Just because I'm crazy doesn't mean I'm stupid. Giving away free furnaces is a win for everyone. Purchasing tons of equipment makes our per unit cost go way down. Keeping crews working at full capacity increases their pay and costs per unit goes down. I know, clear as mud. You get a free furnace and everyone wins. The most important day in the life of your furnace is the day it's installed. Get it done right. Call Whipple Service Champions for your free furnace. 801-444-FAST. Whipple Service Champions. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come. Heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Good afternoon, I'm Mary Richards with you this noon hour and recapping our top story for you. All vape and tobacco stores in Utah will now have to post warnings on the dangers of e-cigarettes. That's a story we'll be following for you throughout the day here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 12:08. The fees we have to pay to withdraw cash from ATMs are at a record high, and it's expected they're going to keep rising. ABC's chief financial correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, explains why.
Here's the issue. When you use an ATM that's outside your banking network to take out cash, you're not just charged by that company, but you're also charged by your bank in many cases for using a foreign ATM. And according to a recent survey by Bankrate, the average total cost for an ATM withdrawal has now hit a record $4.72. That is up 33% over the last decade. And there are a couple of factors that are driving this. First of all, fewer Americans Americans are using cash. So banks are spreading those fees out over a smaller group of people. Banks also tend to hike fees when interest rates are lowered, like the Fed just did in July. And the Fed's expected potentially to lower rates again going forward.
So what can we do to avoid these increasing ATM fees?
It's pretty simple, actually, to do it, but you do have to plan ahead. So first of all, stick to using your own bank's ATM. You're not going to get hit with those charges if you do that. You can also use your debit card to make purchases at stores and then request the cash back. And then there's also going cashless. You have to plan a little bit ahead for that, but you can take advantage of the credit card instead. But make sure you don't spend money that you don't have if you're doing that.
Some good tips there from ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reporting. And quickly, the New York Life Insurance Company has blocked employees from accessing their Yahoo Fantasy Football teams while at work. Sorry about that. Employees trying to access the website get a message that says you don't have permission to visit this site. The staffing company Challenger Gray & Christmas estimates that U.S. employers lose $9 billion in productivity during football season because of fantasy teams. And in my family, we lose productivity and chores doing because of my son and his fantasy football team. KSL News Time now, 12:09. And traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. How are we looking, Ricky?
Well, we're looking much better on the 201. We had fire crews on the scene of a small vehicle fire westbound on the 21st South Freeway. It's after Bangor Highway, but before 5600 West, and the car was out of traffic on the right shoulder last time I saw it. Another crash, though. This hasn't caused delays, but crews have been on the scene for this one for a while. It's in Summit County, eastbound Highway 40. It's going to be just north of SR 248. Look for those vehicles also on the shoulder. The latest Sweet Salt Modest Fashion line has arrived. Fall in love with gorgeous new styles, perfect for every occasion. And get your copy of The Other Side of Heaven 2 now at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Well, sky's clearing out now, warming up a little bit. 57, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, we have 54 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, as you heard, women and children in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints may now serve as official witnesses to baptisms and sealings, both for the living and the dead. We'll go in-depth coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news station.
Synexus Research is seeking adult volunteers in good or stable health who are 65 years of age or older to participate in a research study of an investigational vaccine. Eligible participants may receive study-related care and vaccination or placebo at no cost. Compensation for study-related time and travel may be provided. To learn more, call 844-RX-STUDY. That's 844-797-8839. Or visit www.rsvresearch.com.
How do you explain the joy of getting any size soft drink for just a buck from McDonald's? Well, it's like...
One, two, three!
Yeah, like that. Get $1 any size soft drink from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Can we talk NBC Comedy Thursday?
Ooh, NBC took the funniest thing on TV and made it even better.
First, after Superstore, it's Perfect Harmony, yes. The show that critics are calling the best new comedy of the fall.
They speak the truth.
Then after The Good Place,
hashtag final season,
it's Sunnyside starring Cal Penn.
Love that dude.
This night is a four-course feast of funny sitcoms.
Followed by the perfect after-dinner man, SVU.
Ripped from the headlines.
Dun-dun.
Now that is a great night of television.
Thursday on NBC.
Then on KSL.
Games, concerts, theme parks. You go for the fun and the food.
I was hungry, looking forward to my food.
Until...
It makes me a little nauseous, actually.
Could your stadium snacks be making you sick?
Would that be a critical health violation?
Definitely.
You'd be ill-advised not to check out this KSL Investigator's special report and learn the two things that can keep you from...
Unnecessary illness.
KSL Investigates Concession Inspection, Thursday on KSL 5 News at 10.
Everyone makes memories. If you're lucky enough, someone took a picture or a video of it. But like most memories, they often fade. What shape are your memories in? Are they tucked away in a box in the attic or a carton in the garage? Open them up and take a look. What do you see?
or more importantly, what don't you see? Don't let your memories fade. Be on time for the holidays. Log on to LarsonDigital.com. The quality? Pristine. The price? Unbelievable. And Larson Digital does all your work right here in Utah. Photos? 15 cents. Slides? 25 cents. Movie reels? 17 cents per foot. Videotapes as low as $13. See where I'm going with this? Keep your memories perfect no matter when you made them. With Larson Digital. You'll find drop-off locations all along the Wasatch Front. But hurry, the holidays are coming fast and perfection does take a little bit of time. This sale ends October 18th, so sift through your box of memories now and log on to LarsonDigital.com.
KSL News Time, 1214. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the State Health Department issuing an emergency order today to all tobacco and vape specialty shops. They'll soon be required to post a warning about the dangers of vaping unregulated THC oils. The order also bans flavored e-cigs from gas stations and grocery stores. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, a new Utah-based nonprofit drug company is starting to make their first deliveries. Civica RX was founded to help bring down the price of prescription drugs. And third is traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
We do have a crash in Summit County. This is going to be on Highway 40 just north of SR 248 in the Park City area, and crews are on the right shoulder. Just use a little bit of caution if you have to drive through that area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine from here on out. High temperatures 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 54 degrees. And time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. Vermont Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is off the campaign trail till further notice after undergoing heart surgery. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
His rivals sent their well wishes to Bernie Sanders, who had two stents inserted into a blocked artery after he experienced what his campaign called chest discomfort during an event in Las Vegas Tuesday evening. Elizabeth Warren said she hoped to see her friend back on the campaign trail very soon. Pete Buttigieg echoed the sentiment, and Amy Klobuchar said Bernie's fighting spirit will get him through anything and everything.
At 78, Sanders is the oldest candidate in the field.
We know that this is a big deal, and it's catching a lot of his campaign staffers and surrogates off guard. They're going to have to figure out not only if he is well enough and strong enough to come back to the campaign trail, but how exactly they explain to voters that he's strong enough for the job.
ABC News Deputy Political Director Mary Alice Parks. President Trump today tried to push back against the whistleblower whose complaint about the phone call with the leader of Ukraine triggered the impeachment inquiry.
A fired up President Trump grew combative with reporters in the Oval Office today, slamming Democratic leaders, the media, and the whistleblower.
Well, the whistleblower was very inaccurate.
It's been 6 days since the whistleblower complaint was released, and no White House officials have gone on the record to say what is inaccurate in it. Yet the president continues to make this a centerpiece of his pushback, a way to strike at the whistleblower's credibility without providing evidence. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
House Democrats are now preparing to subpoena the White House for documents related to the president's phone call in which he pressed the Ukrainian leader to investigate political rival Joe Biden. The FAA is ordering inspections of Boeing 737 NG planes after cracks were found in a critical wing attachment. This is in addition to the grounding of those 737 MAX jets. A sell-off on Wall Street today triggered by worries over a possible recession. The Dow is down 548 points. You're listening to ABC News.
It's time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced a major policy change today involving women and children. Endowed women with a temple recommend are now able to serve as official witnesses to temple sealings. That's the marriage inside the temple. And that can also be for living or the dead. Also, any baptized member of the church can serve as an official witness to a baptism outside the temple. President Russell M. Nelson announced the changes during the leadership meetings of the church ahead of General Conference. Deseret News opinion editor Boyd Matheson talked more about President Nelson's remarks.
He talked about this in terms of covenants, ordinances, and procedures, and how over time, policies, procedures can change, ordinances are adjusted, but the real focus of this is to get to the covenants. He said adjustments allows for covenants to be planted in the hearts of people living in different times and different circumstances. And so that's kind of the backdrop to this. This allows all kinds of very exciting things and opportunities for members, young members, older members, and women to serve as witnesses to these ordinances.
And he explained further what this means.
And now any member can, even a younger member could serve as a witness to a brother or a sister who's being baptized. So that's an exciting thing. And all of this really drives more and more to that individual connection to God and that individual thing that we've talked about, how important that is to get a lot of these things out of the way so that there is that direct connection.
Matheson says witnesses have always played an important role throughout church history.
When I first heard the announcement, the thing that came to me was a scripture about the Apostle Paul from the New Testament. And remember, you know, Paul has his big moment, and then there's the line, to make thee a minister and a witness. And if you think what President Nelson has been doing over the last 18 months, first he focused on ministry. How do we serve each other better? Inside, outside the church, everyone that's our brother or sister, we're going to serve. So we're going to be ministers. And now he's really opening up the way for everyone to be witnesses in a really unique way.
And we'll probably hear more about this during this weekend's general conference. You can hear all of the general sessions live on KSL News Radio. And that was a KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time now 12:19. Traffic's brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And over to you, Ricky.
In Utah County, we've had a lot of buildup on the off-ramp from northbound I-15 at 2100 North and Lehigh. Now, for right now, it's cleared out. But traffic had been backed up from the bottom of the exit ramp all the way back to the main flow. If you're going to be traveling through that stretch of Lehigh, it's just something to watch out for. The Valley Freeways themselves are actually in really good shape with no accidents or delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's look ahead to that general conference weekend. Grant Wayman has the 7-day forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today and temperatures still cooler than usual for this time of year, right about 57. It warms up to 65 tomorrow, though, and again, mostly sunny skies. Cools again Friday, 60 the high, lots of sunshine. Weekend's looking good, but a touch on the cool side. 62 the high Saturday with lots of sun. 64 on Sunday and mostly sunny skies. It's warmer next week. Monday, 68, mostly sunny. And sunshine, 71 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, we've got some clouds out there. I think I see some blue sky, but I think there's also some gray clouds. And it's 54 degrees. So, all right, here's the headline. The Dow and S&P 500 are on track for the worst start to a quarter since the 2008 financial crisis. It's because of these recession fears. We'll check money news coming up next, and be sure to check back on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news for the closing numbers. KSL News Time now, 12:21.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Talking to your doctor about opioids can be a little intimidating. So don't think of me as your doctor. Think of me as
an educator. I love it when you ask questions.
A trusted voice and source of information.
Or whatever makes you feel comfortable, like a happy little cloud.
Because I want to help however I can. And I want you to ask me questions, like if you're at risk for addiction. So let's talk about opioids. I'm easy to talk to, after all. Learn questions to ask and more at useonlyasdirected.org.
Now's the time to get an unbeatable deal on men's long-wearing, fashion-forward suits on sale at all Mr. Max stores. Hi, I'm Alima Harrington. If you think you've had great prices before, then brace yourself. You buy one suit at $299 and you're going to get the second one for just a dollar. That's right, buy one for $299 and the second one is just a dollar. Mr. Mac has worked with the leading manufacturer on a special purchase of over 5,000 suits in a wide range of sizes, colors, and fit. Come check out the latest fashion colors and patterns on sale now at Mr. Mac. With suit sizing starting at 36 all the way up to 56, it's an unbeatable value on traditional, modern, or slim fit suits. Now, while supplies last, buy one for $299 and get the second for just a dollar. Mr. Mac, free alterations with on-site tailor shops. Mr. Mac, from Logan to Orem. And remember, no one buys, no one sells, and no one cares the way we do. Absolutely no one.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Inside Sources coming up from 12:30 to 3. And Doug Wright's hosting. And what do we got today?
We got a lot of things coming up, Mary. Thank you. Greg Miller, his name has been touted as perhaps someone who might run for the governor's seat in the state of Utah. Greg has said, no, I have decided not to. He's going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock. It'll be interesting to talk with Greg Miller. Also, my friend Ari is going to join us from Envision Utah, Ari Bruning. We're going to talk about what is recommended. Envision Utah spent quite a bit of time on really envisioning what we should be compensating, how we should be paying our teachers. Quite an interesting group of individuals. I was also on that panel of people that worked on this. And what are the suggestions? Where does this information go? And what likely effect might it have on education here in the state of Utah? We'll talk with Envision Utah coming up at 2:35.
It'll be fascinating. I look forward to that. Thanks, Doug. Watching Utah's Money Now at 25 after the hour, Provo-based Qualtrics plans to quadruple its global staff. They're expanding into a new high-rise building that will be finished in Seattle next year. The 38-story building will be called the Qualtrics Tower, and it'll be the home of 500 employees. KSL Drives, brought to you by UCCU's BioRelax Auto Loans. Tesla says it plans to start making cars at its new plant in China this month. Tesla opened the plant to avoid the higher tariffs imposed during the U.S.-China trade war. Walmart is the latest store to stop selling the heartburn treatment drug Zantac after health regulators warned about a potentially dangerous ingredient. CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid have all pulled Zantac products from their shelves. Your money at this moment, like I mentioned, the Dow just having a pretty off day. It's down almost 2%. It's down 474 points. S&P 500 off 50 points, but the NASDAQ is down about a point and a half, percentage point. The NASDAQ down 125 points to 7,783. And again, we'll check that throughout the afternoon for you. Get the closing numbers with Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news from 3 to 7. Well, the Bronx Zoo issued a statement saying they have a zero tolerance policy for trespassing and violation of barriers. This comes as they investigate a woman who was seen on social media videos climbing over barriers into the lion exhibit on Saturday. The woman is seen waving at a lion with a moat separating the two. The zoo calls this a serious violation, and they're trying to locate that woman. You can see that video, by the way, on all our social media channels for KSL News Radio. I can just say it looks pretty crazy. Don't do that out there. I don't think I need to tell you that, but don't do that. Coming up on KSL News Radio, President Trump is pushing back at Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry. Hear what he had to say as we check news after we do another check of traffic and weather together. That's coming up next.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars. Cars with a K. 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time coming up on 12:29. That means traffic. And it's brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Over to you, Ricky.
Well, we've had a really nice and quiet drive on most of your valley freeways. Had an earlier vehicle fire on the 21st South Freeway that's already been cleared up. And the congestion we've had on the off-ramp northbound I-15 at 2100 North in Lehigh has eased for the time. Are you confident in the advisor leading your financial plan? True North Wealth manages over $450 million of for Utah's high-income earners. For academically sound financial planning, call True North. That's True North Wealth. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Great looking day now. We had clouds earlier, but clearing. Lots of sunshine rest of the afternoon. Highs top out at 57. Tomorrow gets warmer, mostly sunny, and we're up to 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Mary Richards. KSL's top local story this hour, all vape and tobacco shops in Utah will now have to post warnings on the dangers of vaping, specifically unregulated THC oil. The order comes from the Utah Department of Health. Beehive State has had 71 reported cases of vaping-related lung illnesses. A new Utah-based nonprofit drug company is starting to send out their products. Civica RX was founded just over a year ago with the goal of making vital drugs more available and more affordable to those that need them.
Which is so difficult in the convoluted drug market. And we're starting with generic drugs.
Board Chair Dan Lienquist says the company made its initial deliveries to the Riverton Hospital today. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump lashed out at House Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry during a meeting today with Finland's president. ABC's Karen Travers reports.
President Trump continued his attacks on Democrats, calling House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff dishonest and shifty.
They've been trying to impeach me from the day I got elected. And you know what? They failed.
The president took issue with Schiff's criticisms of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and used a locker room insult to hit Schiff back.
You know, there's an expression, he couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible to say. But that guy couldn't carry his blank strap.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Virgin Galactic Company says it'll be giving rides on its winged rocket ship to Italian scientists as early as next year. The scientists plan to do experiments on board as they cross into the lower fringes of space and weightlessness. The company ultimately plans to carry tourists. Your money at this moment, the Dow is now down 500 points to 26,071. S&P 500 off 53. The NASDAQ down 132 points.